It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
It appears increasingly clear that liberty, freedom, and Bitcoin will be among the themes for the 2024 United States presidential elections, scheduled for November 5th of next year. For Bitcoin traders and investors in Barbados and globally, 2024 will be an important year. That's when they expect the price to see a sharp rise following what is referred to as the halving in March of next year. Florida's Republican Mayor Ron DeSantis has just thrown his hat into the presidential race. DeSantis has been a big supporter of individual freedoms when it comes to investing and trading in cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin in particular. He has been a critic of the regulatory methods of the Securities Exchange Commission's chairman, Gary Gensler, and has been behind Florida's decision to ban any plans for a central bank digital currency. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a Democrat, is another pro-crypto candidate who strongly advocates the individual's freedom to invest and trade in Bitcoin, and like some senators in Congress, are very opposed to Gensler's regulation by enforcement approach. In online spaces such as WhatsApp and Telegram, Barbadians have been sharing information and discussing adding to their cryptocurrency holdings as 2024 promises to be the year when the current cycle comes to a climax with a peak in prices. To be clear, Blockchain Business does not offer any financial advice on investing and trading in cryptocurrencies, which is risky, particularly for those who are not educated and lack the experience. Every 4 years, a halving period is reached. This is when rewards for miners of Bitcoin are halved. So come March next year, miners will receive half of the current 6.25 Bitcoins they receive for every block mined to maintain the Bitcoin network, which has never been hacked. As the maximum number of Bitcoins continue to be reduced by acquisition through trading and investing, the halving period of reduced rewards for miners has always been seen as a sign of a rise in price of the leading cryptocurrency. 2023 has been a tough year for the US dollar and American economy, with steady interest rate hikes to tackle inflation to the ground, which has led to few options for investments by a currency that has been debased annually. This aggressive interest rate hike has also had a negative impact on local markets and foreign markets, such as mutual funds. In the event that the US economy is heading for a recession, several finance gurus in the US have been looking to metals, including gold, the money markets, and other investment options, including cryptocurrencies. For long-term investors such as MicroStrategy, which has $4.1 billion worth of accumulated Bitcoin, the leading digital currency has been their lone investment item. 2023 has very much been an accumulation year ahead of anticipation that the all-time high of $68,000 to $69,000 US per Bitcoin achieved on various exchanges in November 2021, when the last bull run ended, will be surpassed in the US elections year. When Robert Kennedy Jr. and Ron DeSantis outlined their strategies and candidatures, interestingly, they turned to social media platforms such as Twitter rather than the traditional American media. Freedom and personal rights are very much at the heart of the reasoning behind blockchain technology and decentralized finance, hence the debate between President Joe Biden, who is regarded as anti-crypto, and his rivals, is already more than passing interest to some of those in crypto land. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Blockchain Business. Now, if you found this edition to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much, much more, on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.